Good morning. It's April 22nd, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. In a stunning blend of music and cinema, Taylor Swift has once again captured the world's attention with her 11th studio album, The Tortured Poets Department, released on April 19, 2024. The album's lead single, Fortnite, is accompanied by a music video that not only showcases Swift's directorial prowess, but also features a nostalgic nod to the 1989 film Dead Poets Society, with actors Josh Charles and Ethan Hawke making a surprise appearance. Swift's black-and-white music video, starring Post Malone as the heartbroken poet, is a visual feast that echoes the album's themes of love and loss. Shot by acclaimed cinematographer Rodrigo Prieto, the video's storytelling and aesthetics have been widely praised. The album itself, a double album with an additional 15 songs, has shattered streaming records, demonstrating Swift's unwavering popularity and the anticipation that surrounded its release. Promotion for The Tortured Poets Department was extensive, with major platforms like Instagram, Meta's Threads, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Music, SiriusXM, and TikTok all playing a role in its record-breaking launch. This promotional blitz has sparked discussions, with media reporter Andy Meek weighing in on the coverage's breadth and intensity. Furthermore, the album's announcement at the GRAMMYs, where Swift secured her 13th career trophy, marked a historic moment, underscoring her continued influence in the music industry. The reunion of Josh Charles and Ethan Hawke in the music video has been a delightful surprise for fans of Dead Poets Society, adding a layer of depth to Swift's artistic vision. Swift's ability to intertwine her music with cinematic elements, while simultaneously breaking records and setting new milestones, highlights her as a multifaceted artist at the peak of her career. In a dazzling celebration that turned heads across the entertainment world, Victoria Beckham rang in her 50th birthday with a bash that was nothing short of spectacular, surrounded by A-listers and close family. The event, held in London, saw the likes of Salma Hayek, Tom Cruise, and Marc Anthony, alongside Victoria's family, including her husband David Beckham and their children, all gathering to mark this milestone in style. The highlight of the evening was an impromptu performance by the Spice Girls, including Victoria, who together belted out their hit song Stop, to the delight of all attendees. This mini-reunion was a nostalgic throwback for fans and a testament to the enduring bond between the group members. Despite a recent foot injury that saw her celebrating in the south of France with an orthopedic boot, Victoria made her grand entrance on crutches, showcasing her resilience and dedication to celebrating this significant occasion. David Beckham took to Instagram to share moments from the night, capturing the essence of the celebration and the joyous atmosphere. His posts included a heartwarming snapshot of him giving Victoria a piggyback ride as the party concluded around 2:30 a.m., a gesture underscoring the couple's deep connection and mutual support. Amid the festivities, whispers of a possible Spice Girls reunion tour began to circulate, fueled by the group's evident camaraderie and the global excitement their surprise performance sparked. As speculation grows, fans are left wondering if this event might herald a more extensive comeback for the iconic pop group. The Beckham celebration not only marked a personal milestone, but also reignited conversations about the lasting impact of the Spice Girls on music and culture. In an unexpected twist, fans of the heartwarming children's series Bluey received a delightful surprise with the announcement of a secret episode, The Surprise, by ABC. This move has ignited excitement and speculation among the show's dedicated following about what the future holds for their favorite Blue Heeler dog and her family. Bluey, an Emmy Award-winning show created by Joe Brumm, has charmed audiences around the globe with the adventures of Bluey and her family. The series, known for its endearing characters and relatable stories, has become a staple in children's entertainment, being streamed in over 60 countries and securing its place as the second most popular streaming show in the U.S. The newly revealed episode, The Surprise, is set to premiere on Disney Plus at the stroke of midnight on Sunday, April 21st, and will be available on Disney Junior and Disney Channel throughout the day. This episode takes a leap into the future, showcasing a grown-up Bluey who visits her parents with her own pup, sparking curiosity about the show's next chapters. Amidst rumors of the show's conclusion, producer Sam Moore has stepped in to reassure fans that Bluey is far from over. Moore hinted at more content on the horizon, calming the concerns of the show's avid viewers. While the creators are mulling over a season 4, they also hinted at a possible break before diving back into production, promising that the journey with Bluey and her family is far from finished. This surprise episode not only offers a fresh perspective on the beloved characters, but also reaffirms the show's commitment to storytelling and its audience. With Bluey's widespread success and the promise of more adventures, fans have much to look forward to. On April 20th, 2024, Record Store Day celebrated its 17th year, turning the spotlight on independent record stores with an array of exclusive releases and reissues, capturing the essence of vinyl's enduring appeal. This year's event not only honored the past with commemorations like the 60th anniversary of the Beatles' iconic Ed Sullivan appearances, but also looked to the future by supporting artists and the industry through unique collaborations and charitable endeavors. The 2024 lineup was particularly notable for its eclectic mix of offerings. Highlights included a mini turntable and 3-inch records celebrating the Beatles, a shimmering gold vinyl edition of the Buena Vista Social Club's 1996 album, and Fetty Wap's debut album reissued on opaque violet vinyl. In a move blending music and philanthropy, a 7-inch vinyl featuring Dave Grohl and members of Anthrax covering a Bad Brain song was sold, with all proceeds going to support the healthcare of Bad Brain's frontman. HR Vinyl's resurgence isn't just anecdotal, it's backed by impressive stats. Vinyl records now account for 71% of physical format revenues, with 17 consecutive years of growth culminating in a staggering 122% increase in sales following last year's Record Store Day. This growth has propelled vinyl sales to surpass CD sales, marking a significant shift in consumer music preferences. Record Store Day 2024 not only celebrated the culture of vinyl, but also underscored its significant impact on the music industry. With each passing year, the event continues to drive the vinyl renaissance, bringing together music enthusiasts, artists, and independent retailers to celebrate the unique and tangible experience of music consumption. In what's shaping up to be a landmark moment for Indian cinema, director Nag Ashwin is gearing up to unveil the release date for the much-talked-about sci-fi epic Kalki 2898 AD. Slated for April 21, year 2024, this announcement is poised to captivate fans across the globe. Kalki 2898 AD isn't just any film. It's a powerhouse of talent with Prabhas leading a stellar cast that includes Amitabh Bachchan, Kamal Hassan, Deepika Padukone, and Disha Patani. The anticipation is sky-high, not just for the star-studded lineup, but also for the film's promise of a unique sci-fi adventure. The journey to this point hasn't been smooth, with the production facing hurdles due to technical issues and the timing of the Lok Sabha elections, adding layers of suspense and anticipation around its release. Behind the scenes, the film is brought to life by producer Aswani Dutt, ensuring it's set for a pan-India release, signaling a massive undertaking with a broad appeal. The financial stakes are high, with North India distribution rights already sold for a whopping 100 crore rupees and streaming rights secured at 200 crore rupees. These figures not only underscore the film's anticipated success, but also hint at the confidence in its box office performance, potentially driving these numbers even higher post-release. This upcoming announcement is more than just a date reveal. It's a pivotal moment that could set new benchmarks for the Indian film industry and capture the imagination of audiences worldwide. The buzz suggests that fans might also get a sneak peek into the film's narrative or character details, adding an extra layer of excitement. As the film industry and fans alike await April 21st, year 2024, Kalki 2898 AD stands as a testament to the evolving landscape of Indian cinema, promising to be a cinematic experience that transcends boundaries and expectations. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know